Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
And welcome to Radio Friend, Wednesday, March the 28th. You know, we're in the middle of this spring break, isn't it?
Yes.
Spring break. So a lot of people have started their spring vacation, but Mel Zelenik is with us, our consumer and travel tips expert. And this is the time we really start thinking about traveling and vacation time. So you've got some money-saving tips for
us. You know, I'm home during spring break. I can't afford the gas to leave here.
All right. What are we going to deal with today?
Well, we're going to go back to the topic we talked about last time, and that has to do leaving out of Columbia. And you know I'm a strong advocate of leaving out of Columbia, and some other people in the community are not. So I'll give you my last, and this is the truth. I was going to tell you good or bad this time about our experience. On our flight back from where we were, we were supposed to arrive at 3:55 p.m., and this was March 7th, if anybody wants to check it. And what time do you think we were home, in our home in
Columbia? Oh, you were supposed to arrive in Columbia, land at the airport.
3:55, land at 3:55.
Probably around 4:45.
No.
4:05. Yes. Where do you live? Right next door to the airport?
No, we live right about at the edge of Columbia. And what happened was the flight was in early. They were very expeditious with the baggage and so forth. And literally, we were in our house at 4:07, arrived at our property 4:05.
Yeah, that's nice. I mean, it's nice thinking about flying from the Columbia Regional Airport. You don't have the hassle of driving to a larger city. And the parking is still free, isn't it?
Parking's still free at this point in time, and
but,
presumably
you know, what people have to weigh the differences of convenience, maybe if it costs a little bit more, or if the routing isn't as convenient for you.
No,
and so it's things that people have to just decide for themselves.
All of that's important, but do keep in mind that very often the flight, it costs exactly the same out of Columbia as it does out of St. Louis or Kansas City if you're using Delta.
Okay. So now what are we? What are some of the
Okay, and then on these alternate airports, we've talked about those, and I want to talk a little bit about alternate airports for auto rentals and or alternate destinations, if you will, for auto rentals. And there's two things that consumers may want to keep in mind if they're renting a car. One is that very often you would presume that if you do a round trip on your automobile rental, in other words, you rent it in Newark, New Jersey, and you drop it off in Newark, New Jersey, it's going to be cheaper than dropping it off at another airport. And that's not always the case. As a matter of fact, very often that's not the case. So, for example, in our case, and I'm using the example of Newark, we flew into Newark, rented a car there. It was more convenient for us to fly back out of Philadelphia in that case. We did that, and the car rental itself was over $100 less dropping off in Philadelphia than taking it back, returning it to Newark.
Okay.
And a lot of people don't think about that, but so much of this deals with taxes. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the taxes are incredibly high. And I have another example for you to illustrate this, and it's Anchorage, Alaska. And this one we've talked about before. But you can rent a car at the airport, a van in this case, at the airport in Anchorage, Alaska. It will cost you a little over $1,600.
For a week?
For a week at the Anchorage Airport. Now, I'm going to amend this in a second, okay? If you were to rent from that same agency downtown Anchorage,
it's going to be much cheaper,
which is 4 miles away from the airport in this case. The difference is it's $500 and some odd dollars. Now, that was an experience one of my friends had about 2 years ago. Last year, they closed it a little bit, and now it's the differential is not all that dramatic.
Go ahead.
And the reason for that was, again, taxes. Mm-hmm. They had a bond issue up there for the Stevens Airport, and boy, they wanted to pay that off as quickly as they can, and that was one way to do it, just have enormous fees.
The other thing I was going to mention is you fly into a particular city, if you can rent off the airport property, even though the shuttle van will come and pick you up at the airport, instead of renting at a car agency that is located on the property of the airport, the one that's located maybe a half a mile away being picked up by the a shuttle van is cheaper than renting from.
Now, you're going to have some people who tell you, no, Paul, that's not true.
No, it is true because I've checked it out.
Well, but my point here is going to be the same point that I want to make here. Very, very often, what we say is not true across the board. I mean, you know, I tell people to check airline prices well before they really need to go on the trip to start seeing if there's any trends. But sometimes, you know, the price will remain exactly the same, and then the comment is, well, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Just like somebody might say, well, you don't know what you're talking about. You do know what you're talking about, because all of us have had those kinds of experiences, mm-hmm. but it doesn't happen every single
right.
time.
You're right on that. The other thing that is starting to bother me is the fact that airlines are all consolidating. And I think while they try to put the spin on it, that this is much better for the consumer, we all know it's not.
No.
Much better for the consumer.
Competition is a fantastic thing. And as long as you have a lot of sellers in the marketplace, prices will tend to be reasonable. When you get one or two or three sellers dominating a market,
yeah.
then you have problems. And that's true in virtually
in
across
anything,
the board
anything.
In any capitalistic system.
And it's not good for the consumer, and I really don't think it's that good for the employees either.
No, it's not good. I don't think it's good for anyone except the dominant mm-hmm. Power mm-hmm. in that specific market.
We're just about out of time, Mel.
All right, then we'll just quickly talk about this alternate airport idea. And there are literally hundreds of alternate airports throughout the United States. And this is another way where sometimes you can save a lot of money. And this is the old deal about, well, should I fly out of St. Louis or Kansas City? And you always check those prices along with Columbia. But a lot of people don't think, I want to check on the back end as well, because very often the back end is where you can really save a lot of money if you don't mind a minor inconvenience.
Mm-hmm. Or like flying to San Francisco or Oakland.
Exactly. That's
San Francisco
a perfect
or Oakland.
Example. And very often one of the two airports
will
be much less. You were talking about $100 a ticket, yeah. for example.
Yeah. Okay. If people want more information, what's the telephone number to call?
The best thing to do is to email me. At cruise@centurytel.net.
Okay. Mel will answer any of your questions. Thank you so much for coming by.
Good
always a pleasure
you
to have you here. And we'll see you next time.
Happy spring break.
Yeah. Tomorrow, we've got the League of Women Voters on, and we're going to talk about a no-kill shelter in Columbia. Our show, directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute, audio Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you. Bye-bye.